You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Giving, you know, Jarrett Culver, Trent Forrest, their props, you know, two-way guys, you know, actually stepping up in moments where the Hawks really needed them. I want to play some sound that was a conversation while we were recording this podcast on Tuesday. Hawks GM Landry Fields was on with the morning show, and he had some interesting stuff to say about a couple of different things. But the one that I want to focus on is he was asked by John and Hugh, you know, what are you evaluating as far as when it comes to making moves that can make this team better? Because I, Caleb Johnson, am a person that thinks this team's only going to improve by making some moves and bringing in some talent. However, at least for right now, at least for what Landry Fields is telling media, Landry feels a little bit different about this team right now. So let's hear from Landry.
You always have to have a pulse on where you can continue to grow and increase. Sometimes the opportunities is not about trading players. Sometimes the opportunity is about within and repositioning and figuring out, okay, what players are not in the right seats? What things do we need to change from a system standpoint, how we're approaching certain things? And a lot of times opportunity is about more support, you know, and getting guys to actually lean into certain things that we need them to do. And sometimes it looks like challenge.
All right, that from Landry Fields on the morning show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on Tuesday of this week. That sounds like, Deshaun, a guy who's essentially, he and head coach Nick McMillan are making some changes to the bench. Do you think, we just gave credit, and rightfully so, to a guy like Jarrett Culver, who stepped up. Mm-hmm. You know, we've given a lot of credit because I think AJ Griffin has saved this team in a lot of different places this year.
Yes.
And if not for his play, I don't know where this Hawks mm-hmm. team would be. Mm-hmm. But do you agree with Landry Fields that it's not necessary to make any trades to make this team better, that maybe they just need to move some seats around? Obviously, it sounds like he's talking about the bench and who plays and who gets minutes and who doesn't.
Yeah, the rotation and all that kind of stuff, and maybe mixing up, you know, seeing what things work with some guys and better than with other guys. And that goes kind of back to Caleb Johnson's question at one point in time about, you know, just, you know, kind of rolling the dice and you know, trying something different, whatever. Yeah. the you know, with the question that you asked in the press conference. And what was that word that you or he used? Something about just what was that word in that press conference when you asked that question? I can't remember
that was Nate McMillan. I asked him because I think he threw AJ Griffin on the floor with starters at that point. Mm-hmm. Like he brought, mm-hmm. if I remember correctly, he brought DeJounte Murray or DeAndre Hunter off the floor, and he put AJ Griffin mm-hmm. on. And it was all about, I'm not experimenting out here.
Experimenting. Yeah. There's the word I was looking for. Experimenting.
Yeah. He said, I'm not experimenting. I'm trying to win games. Yeah. And then I need to be a better reporter because I needed to follow up immediately with,
sure.
Well, can you not experiment and win games at the same time? Because, right. Yes, you and I had this conversation where we were like, well, if some of these guys don't get minutes and we run into injuries, what are we experiencing right now, Deshaun? It's December 1st. Sounds like some experimenting would not be such a bad idea. And it sounds like that's what they want to do now.
Exactly. And that's exactly where I was going with that. Thanks for finding that word. You know, the word experimenting is too big of a word for my vocabulary. But you know, the thing is that it appears that that's what's happening now. I don't know if they're talking about moving guys. I can think of some guys that they can move, but I don't know if they're talking about moving guys. At mm-hmm. some point, we're gonna realize that this whole potentially Jay Crowder thing, it could be a real thing.
Yeah.
But the reality of this whole thing too is that you haven't been fully healthy the whole way through, especially because of one really big piece of your lineup. Now you're without three guys as of the second half of yesterday. You know, you're without Hunter, you're without Bogey, you're without Collins, and you've got to bring more to the table than just these two dynamic guards, as great as that is. And that's no disrespect to Clint Capella, but you know what I mean? Clint Capella, anything that he gives you on the offensive end, essentially, is going to be a bonus. He's going to eat because he's going to get the ball lobbed to him, and he's going to be like Oscar the Grouch and just be the cleanup man around the rim. Outside of that, there has to be other answers. There can't continue to be this whole DeAndre Hunter getting hurt every year thing, too. Like, I understand guys are going to go through their injuries and so forth. But this can't keep happening year after year, and then the same excuse we keep hearing about, well, DeAndre was hurt. Well, DeAndre was hurt. Well, the second best player on the team was hurt. Well, now you got the second best player on the team in DeAndre Hunter prior to this year, by most people would personally feel that way, and or who the other half of the people felt like is the second best player on the team, John Collins. They're both hurt now. You see what I'm saying? So now you have different issues. And that's what's putting them in a very peculiar situation, in my opinion, to say, who's the guy that steps up? You made a very good point. Without AJ Griffin's contribution, these, what are we looking at? 11 wins now, 12 wins? There were 11 wins and 10, now. So 12 wins now. Those 12 wins would probably be more along the lines of like 8 or 9 wins, if I'm just being honest.
Yeah,
and that's probably on the high. That's probably on the high end. So I think it's good that you're getting what you're getting. But some changes do have to be made because the bench contribution is just not enough. I mean, Orlando's bench came out and scored like 50 something points, in that game. So like Atlanta's like 30, late 30 something, or, you know, 30 something, maybe close to about 40 points or whatever it was. What if Trey is not hitting on that game? As we know, and we've seen recently, all the way up until the last two games or so, three games, he hasn't been hitting consistently. Same thing with, you know, Debo Murray. What if those guys can't save the day? We're looking at games where they're getting trounced. There has to be some shakeups. There has to be some moves made. There's got to be some more talent. There's got to be guys not just getting stops. I mean, yes, Okongwu, prior to yesterday, there was games where Okongwu wasn't, you know, and everybody's going to have their games. Look at Deshaun Tate making it sound so easy because he gets to sit on the sofa and eat snacks while everybody else does the dirty work. But Deshaun Tate also doesn't get paid millions of dollars to do this either. I understand the frustration that some people have when they meet Mel a little bit, because it appears that he doesn't want to dip into switching things up within the rotation a little bit more. It's good to see AJ. Good. Did AJ Griffin get a start?
No. Yeah.
He hasn't started at all during the season. I feel like I've seen him start. He started once the other night or something. Either.
I was about to say, he got a start this season, yes.
Just not against the Orlando game. Okay, got you. But it's good to see that he's at least trying to do some things that is just not like, I'm going to sit here and be stubborn and win, lose, draw with my way. Like, changes have got to be made. And I think some moves have got to be made too, Caleb. Who are they? I don't know that exactly just yet. I don't think they have to be made today. But I'm starting to get the feel that some things have to change, or some of these guys are going to have to start saving the day and tightening up a little bit for this team to get some wins.
Yeah, so the reason why I asked is because what Landry Fields and, you know, everybody's kind of getting to is Landry's trying to present this idea of, we can move some guys around on the bench. You've already seen it. The Holiday brothers, it's not holiday season anymore in Atlanta. And like, that joke can finally go out the window and everybody can stop referring to it so often. But I had to get one more use out of it. Sorry, Deshaun.
Sure. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Oh, man. The amount of times. Holiday season. All of those kinds of references. But, you know, Justin Holiday, I know, was out with health and safety protocols. His minutes have gone down substantially as of recent. Aaron Holiday. Aaron Holiday, Deshaun, it got so bad. Aaron Holiday was the last guy off the bench, against the Orlando Magic.
Yeah.
That used to be Vic Krejci. Like that was Vic Krejci's role when Krejci and Frank Kaminsky would come in.
Needed some size though.
Yeah. And that was the big thing. So I asked Nate McMillan about this the other night when he played Trent Forrest, and it was like, hey, what went into that decision? Because Trent Forrest was playing in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Who was that against? Just a couple of games ago. And I was, and what Nate McMillan said in that moment was, we're looking for some size. I wanted a guard with some size. Mm-hmm. And so that's when he goes with Trent Forrest. Mm-hmm. However, relying heavily on two-way players like a Trent Forrest, like a Jarrett Culver, they're good stories. It's really good story. Like, it will be a great story, Deshaun, if Jarrett Culver ends up being a really successful player for the Atlanta Hawks on their bench this season. Mm-hmm. However, he's still a two-way player. Like, you need to get production from him as a bonus, not getting production out of him
as needed.
It is necessary. And that's why I say it's cute. It's nice. It's a very positive thought to say, well, the Atlanta Hawks don't need to make any trades. They just need to find the right roles for the guys on the team. No, we're 22 games into the season or whatever it is. We need to come to the realization that the front office messed up a bit. It's okay. Yeah. You know what you do when you mess up, Deshaun? You fix it.
Oh, you asking me? Oh, okay, never mind. You took me back to my childhood. I'm thinking about that time that I stole a pack of bubble gum from the store. Then my mama found out because the neighbor told her. And then I don't want to go.
No, you don't want to go down that road.
I still got the scars, Caleb. So you took me back when you said, you know what you get when you get in trouble? And I'm thinking like, it instantly went from me hearing Caleb's voice to hearing my mom or my grandma's voice. And I'm like, I'm in super big trouble. And I'm sure it showed all over the screen now.
No, you know what it was? Like, I started saying that, and I was like, ooh, felt like my dad just now. You know, like, but for real, though, like, when you make a mistake, you fix it. Like, most of the time, you apologize for it, and then you fix it. But I don't expect any apologies from Landry Fields in the front office for the decisions they made of some of the players they brought in. But it's... Sure. I think we've got, we know now, my opinion, this is strictly mine. Frank Kaminsky, not it. Aaron Holiday, not it. And then from then on, Vic Krejci, expected more out of him than to get some good minutes and put up four fouls and not any points. Like, I was kind of hoping that Vic Krejci could be Bogey Bogdanovich light version. And that hasn't happened, but Deshaun, on a more positive note, Bogey Bogdanovich might be back soon. That was another interesting piece that Landry Fields did say on 92.9 The Game when he had that interview on Tuesday, was that he was asked, what's the update? And he said, we do expect Bogey back in the next few games. And here was the other interesting part. The reason why, because you could normally say that, or you could hear that and go, well, Travis Schlink used to all the time say stuff about injuries that ended up not being true. However, they upgraded Bogey for the Magic game from out to doubtful.
Okay.
And so it was like, or was it questionable? Now I can't even remember. But it was they changed the designation on Bogey. And so I'm thinking... maybe we're not too far away from Bogey Bogdanovich coming back to play, which will be crucial against the Denver Nuggets. Mm. What are you kind of expecting, especially as the Hawks come home for this and get to play the Nuggets? Like, this is a team, they're still really good. Second in the West, they haven't really dropped off like a lot of other teams in the West have. You think this is a game that the Hawks play up to the level of the Denver Nuggets in this one?
First of all, my question was like, what's a few games? Is that three or four, or is that five, six, or seven?
But here's the thing with that. you can be real general with it and say, well, I wasn't wrong. I did say a few games. It's just to you, it might be three or four. To me, it might be, you know, 20. Because I didn't think Bogey would be back until after Christmas Day.
Sure.
And well, it looks like I might be wrong on that.
Well, that's the other thing, though, Caleb, is like, with these injuries and all these things happening, are you starting to get the sense that either A, he's already kind of been ready to come back a little bit, but now you really need him desperately, so you're rushing him back? Or and that may not be the case, obviously. I'm not trying to speak for the for the medical staff or anything.
I get where
like
your
that.
Thought process is going, though.
You know, but or could it be that are they rushing them back a little bit too early? Let's make sure that this thing is exactly where it needs to be, because sometimes I find it ironic when you get put in, you know, it appears that it keeps being delayed on somebody coming back, and then all of a sudden you realize how desperately you need that person. It's like, all right, well, you know, we're gonna just say he's, you know, 90% now, when really it was like, but how is he 90% now when he's been at 70% for the last X amount of weeks? And then all of a sudden we wake up this morning and he's at 90. Like, what changed? And what changed on the mattress? You know what I mean? While he was asleep overnight type deal.
So I don't think that's the case this time. Now, I know that to be 100% true? No. The reason why is I think we've watched this team rush Bogey back off of an injury when they thought they needed him, when he thought he was able to get back. It was after the big knee injury in 2021. When he came back after that, I think that was a bit rushed. This time, the way I've seen them be so delicate with him, every time I'm at a practice or a shoot around, they've got Bogey running all practice. Like running. He's doing 3-on-3 with some of the like assistants or guys, you know, who help out with the team. Like, he's running the sidelines. I think he did some 3-on-3 with like actual players at some point last week. But like, that's the whole thing with him is they are running him, trying to get him in shape. I think that was like they had reached the point of the leg was healing, and then it was about getting him into
shape.
And so now that's what I'm wondering is if they're starting to feel like, okay, this is pretty close. And for some people, they feel like, well, why don't you just go and have him play with the Skyhawks? For whatever reason, I don't think they want to do that. It seems more like they would just rather, let's bring Bogey back. Let's ease him into the rotation and do it that way. So I don't think we're just going to see Bogey Bogdanovich play against the Denver Nuggets this weekend.
No doubt.
However, I don't think we're that far away. But